Log Talk Radio.
I'm just going to be on the little lean side in the sense of, making, you know, my three tawaris and that, which each time I do that, I'll be having iftar there at the masjid, you know, eat there.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
that's
let
that
what,
be. That makes it easy.
Yeah, but after that, I didn't want to make it a practice of going down there eating every night and all that.
Yeah.
And it ain't like, you know, Masjid Muhammad that like we used to be.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah, yeah, no.
I ain't going down eating. Be glad to go down there and sit down and eat with the fellas and stuff.
It would be a real to do that. But I'm not for sure.
Yeah.
What they're doing, 'cause they was doing some box lunches at one time.
Right, and, right. That's what I heard they were doing last year.
Yeah, and that wasn't. So I just eat at home if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess the project won't be until after Ramadan, then, I guess, the building of the masjid.
You mean to start building the new masjid?
Yeah.
I think right after that they may be closing down the masjid for new construction. That's what is being said anyway.
Because I know the last Juma, when he was talking, he was saying that he was saying that they were going to find out whether the when the team wanted to come in. They said when that happened, they had to go right then.
Right.
And let them come on in and add on to it. So. New Africa Blood Belt Wall Street Blog Talk Radio Show is on every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our show is primarily about networking and marketing of African-American businesses, getting you to connect with other people that are interested in business like yourselves. Also, we offer many services. We offer financial counseling, legal aid. We also offer CPA help. We have a plethora of things that we offer you. We even show you how to start your own business. Please go to our website, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association, and review our website and look at the number of things that we offer you on our marketing site, as well as we're on a membership drive. A membership drive, this show, it costs a run. It costs us to keep it going, and we always need some help in doing this. So become a member.
Please check the number and dial again, or dial 611 for customer assistance.
So give us a call. Join us every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. And our call-in number is 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. Join us at...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Is that clear?
I'm trying to put this on mute. Okay, let me, this might help us.
I don't know what it is. You took the mic that you had before. That's not connected, huh?
Yeah. Now, see if that, I cut off just about everything.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we're still on.
And your voice is clear now.
Yeah. And like we were saying, for any of our listeners that should come on, because I'm not in front of the studio, so I can't see who's coming on. Periodically, I break away, because if I put the phone close to the studio, because we don't have the direct connect, I get the static. So I have to keep a certain distance from the studio. But yeah, so for the next 30 days until Ramadan ends, we won't be holding any business conversations. We'll be basically going to our archives collections and repeating some of our old shows. And our brother Aziz, that archives has grown pretty big.
Yes. I was thinking about that. You know, looking at it, when I looked at it, I said, wow.
Yeah.
When you start going back some years on it, then that's when it starts to begin, like, wow, time has passed. And we've been chipping away at this here for a while now. And, you know, that's what it takes to get something happening, movement, get a movement going, especially
I'm glad the kind of movement
we're trying to get going.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that word happening, because when we come back, that's what's going to have to happen. We have to see some happening, because we've been talking about this thing We've been talking about this thing now for quite a while. Brother Harris called the other day.
Okay.
And he's looking forward to saying a few things when we come back after Ramadan. And but you know, Brother Harris, he's a doer. So if you ain't about ready to do something, he ain't gonna spend too much of time generalizing with you. And more or less talking you to death about just to be talking. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that to the point where we're going to be the same way. I mean, we must build our communities. And if our communities don't see the importance of our taking care of ourselves, then I guess after 8 years of emphasizing it, and then we can tell because memberships. We know we need memberships in order to keep the station alive and keep the organization going. But if we don't get those memberships, you know, this could be our last few months or what have you doing these sessions. And, you know, the sad thing, we're just about nobody, Brother Aziz. We're just a couple guys who decided 8 years ago to come in after our retirement and share our experience and see if we could stimulate some kind of business activities and show our listeners, especially our young folks, the importance of being in business for yourself. Being your own boss or making your own independent decisions. And the only way you can do that, you have to have finance. You can't make decisions when somebody else is paying you. You have to make decisions for what they're paying you for. But when you can make your own decisions, you now you're the so-called, what they call the boss. And that's the position you want to be in. And that's what our emphasis is African-Americans being in businesses and putting those businesses right in our own black communities because that's where they're needed and that's where your clientele is.
Absolutely.
So, and Brother Aziz, just jump right on in because it's a general open mic evening, and anybody else who is listening, when we go to the mics and open you up, you're welcome to come right on in and speak. But like I said, Brother Aziz, we membership right at this point is everything. To join the New Africa Business Association by going to Black Belt Walls, not New Africa, I'm sorry, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association.com, and that will take you to our website. And when you get to our website, you can just go to membership after you take a look at our website. But if you take a look at that website, don't forget to read about us. All about us. And that's a talk telling you about why there is a Black Belt, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street, a business association, where it all originated from, and who really originated our organizations. And I don't mind saying, since I'm here talking about it, New Africa Business Association was incorporated by Imam W.D. Muhammad in 2005. And those New Africa Business Associations was incorporated all over the country. Each state had its own independent a tax ID, a LLC, if you would say, owned by its own independent state. And then we had a national headquarters. So annually, all of the locals would come together, and then we would all come together at the the national headquarters, which was in North Carolina. And that national association, all the local businesses association of each state, would come together to show what gains in progress we made during the year. Black Belt Creek was incorporated by Booker T. Washington in the Greenwood Business District, historically called Black Belt, called Black Belt Wall Street, and that was the with the business plan that they were able to put together, they built a business Black Belt business district all the way from Texas throughout the South to include Maryland and Delaware, and this is and many many other parts of the country were that extended the business. The businesses, Black Belt Wall Street, during the early 20s, right on up to 1965. And, of course, the whole thing, our businesses at that point, we had banks, we had insurance companies, we had our own real estate developers, we had our own farmers, we had everything that it took to run a community to, in every state, especially throughout the South, but to include places like Chicago, Detroit, Ohio, New York, many of you, many business organizations, to include a well-famous known business, Marcus Garvey. They were all financed through the adult business district. And so we're trying to restore that African-American power. Brother Aziz, as you know, and you can state, our consumer spending is more than they're saying it's going to be more than $1.8 trillion this year. So there's we should be able to go back our we're getting there. Okay, we just lost it again. Good. But, that's why we're looking forward to membership. We need your membership so we can gather and know in the personnel. You go to our website. Once you become a member and give us a description of your business, that all goes into our business directory. So every business person that becomes a member of this association, you're going to be on our website, and your business identification will be on our website. Also, we have our shopping center. The shopping center is where you can display your goods and actually sell your goods or services right through our shopping center. And so take a look at all of that when you go to the website. But like I said, go to our memberships and become a member. Our annual membership is only $50. That stagnation is not coming from me. It's coming from somewhere else. But anyway, it's stopping. It's going in and out. But it's not coming from me. I got everything turned off. so I know it can't be from here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll try. Okay, Brother Aziz, it is real bad. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to have to really be able to, when I find out why I direct that, this shouldn't be happening. But we'll get through it.
University down in North Carolina. Shah University. Well, the Saudi Arabia had a masjid built there some years ago. A big complex. And what they done was close the building down, the masjid down. Close the masjid down. They're still using part of it for offices because the Saudis built a big masjid there with office spaces and everything. Well, the Muslims have been barred out of there. They can't go in there and pray no more. And they're right now wanting a petition up from different people, like-minded people. You know, they have a church on the Shah University that, you know, is not being touched with anything. The service is still allowed there, but this big million-dollar, multi-million-dollar building that was built some years ago, the university want to take the building and convert it into something else. Now, they don't want it to be a masjid anymore. It's beautiful on the inside and everything, you know, really built nice and everything. So the Saudis dumped money into it to have it at where it could be something to talk about, how beautiful it was on the inside. And they're asking people to sign a petition to not have this structure torn down, this place of worship torn down, just so something commercial could be put there on the campus. So that's one of the things going on. I want to listen. At Charlotte University. Also, we have a lot of things going on here in D.C. at the time. You know, and I'm wondering politically on this January 6th, you know, people that tried to take over the Capitol and that, more and more of those people are being given time. And they just had one of the big boys that was just given 5 years. And they all continue to cry the same plea that the acting president at that time told them to come down here and do what they were doing. And they actually have a picture of this individual. They show him climbing through a glass window that was broke there and sitting back on some congressman's in his chair behind his desk with his feet up on the desk. So a lot of these things that they thought was happening wasn't going to affect us. But all this stuff going on today is causing the stock market to go down. Things were down today in the stock market. All the Dow, the NASDAQ, all of that was down. And that really hurt the consumers, you know, because they don't know what's going on these times. So many layoffs going on. A lot of businesses laying off people. Amazon laid off 27,000 people. That's pretty heavy duty. As well as other organizations are having massive layoffs. What does this all mean? With all these layoffs going on, African Americans, of course, are being the ones that's most affected by this. It's a great time to bring businesses in our community. Even if you don't have a business, having an idea about some business where you may be able to network with some other people that have the same business idea. And maybe you can put your resources together, bring this business about, and this business to grow strong enough to actually support everyone that's not only an investor in the business, but, you know, the families as well as much others. So these are the times that we don't want to look at it as total disaster, but as opportunity time. Because the amount of money that we spend every year, $1.8 trillion, that's a lot of money for people just to be spending. And who's getting all this money out of this group of people, so-called African Americans? We know a lot of our money goes to sport and play type expenditures. You know, a lot of fancy clothes, cars, wine, liquor, and all this. We spend our money on a lot of things that is not retainable. We don't keep it in the community. That money, I understand, that money don't stay within our community a matter of hours, less than 4 hours, the dollars. That's sinful, not shameful. It's a sin that any community today has not reached a point to where they can hold on to their money a little longer in their community where it benefits them. We're not talking about holding on to it to get interest on your dollars and that. We're talking about taking dollars that's going to make more dollars. The dollars that you're spending is dollars that's making more dollars for the very place that you spend it. That's why they have the store there, because it's a place that makes money from the services they provide. We can provide the same services in all our communities. So any of you that's listening, that has a business, that want to get that business put out there and marketed, join us. Join us. Let us know who you are. Or any of those that don't have a business, want to start a business, again, is looking for like-minded people, join us. Come see. Listen to what we have to say. We have people coming on our show all the time, offering information, which is opportunities. Information we have that comes on our show is information that allows you as individuals who want to go in business to be able to have ideas about what to do in order to get your business started, places to go, who to see. But we offer all that here at the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. We offer you the opportunity to start up a business. We offer you the opportunity to network with others. Join us every week, Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brother Bilal, in the past, we had some this ambassador that was gone from to Africa. You remember his name? Can't think of it. we also have on our show, we have Sister Sasha Ali, who offers us information on networking and doing business in Africa, as well as being able to offer you services, be your spokesperson, your guide, your business connect, the one you need to help move your business forward in Africa. This is what Sister Sasha Ali and her company has to offer. We also have Aisha Abdul Ali, who offers us a lot of information on disaster prevention and preparation. You know, preparation, disaster preparation. And this preparation is preparation for you as individuals, your families, as well as the community. You know, she's a certified FEMA disaster preparation instructor, as well as she's giving us information out on disaster preparation and prevention in many other places, colleges, as well as other businesses. So we have a lot of things that we offer here on the New Africa Black Belt, Black Wall Street Business Association. So tune in with us. And anyone out there that's listening, mic's open yet, Brother Bilal?
See who's come in. But our mic. We're having a problem with. And we're getting some real bad video. And this evening. And we will be playing some of our old shows until the end of Ramadan. So with that, brothers and sisters, like I said, we need your memberships, and that will be New Africa Black Belt Bridges. And if you're sending in your memberships in, send it in. You can send it in through Zelle, Cash App. You can mail it in an address. I'm sorry, P.O. Box 213, Clinton, Maryland, 20735, and make your checks payable to Black Belt Wall Street. We received checks from the New Africa Business Association, and the New Africa Business Association changed to Black Belt Wall Street. So, checks payable to Black Belt Wall Street, and if you're mailing it in. But go to our website, New Africa Business Association. I'm sorry, New Africa Wall Street, businessassociation.com. And when you go to our website, you can just go to membership. And please, with that said, our mics are open. Like I said, we won't be back for 30 days, but I really don't want nobody to lose the emphasis. We must open our businesses in our own communities. I heard you speaking there a few moments ago, Brother Aziz, and I was just thinking how many of communities. And then I thought how many black theaters do our own community. So those are the businesses we need to support. For anything of our needs to be built right in our own. So, Mike, we welcome you.
I do know it's kind of very unclear. I don't know how my voice is coming out to you.
Yeah.
Is my voice coming clear to you?
Yeah.
Because when you were talking, it was breaking up real bad. Like, couldn't really make out what you were saying. But, you know, yeah, we've got to find out with them what's happening with that direct connect, because at certain times it comes on, it just is clear. And I know that our people that are listening to us overseas on the Internet, I don't know if they're getting the same type of feedback. Maybe it's clearer.
around the 4th of April. Please, sir, Mindy, when are we expected back on the air?
Maybe the 23rd, after the 23rd of April.
After the 23rd of April. We look forward to surprises. Is there anything you want to say within closing? I think we're going to close out. Again, before we do, though, we ask the audience, and I can't anything before we go off. Have the time to introduce yourself or say whatever you want to say. But we're going to start evening Friday fishing.
Yeah, all I have to say, Brother Bilal, is to our listeners out there that are observing Ramadan, Ramadan Mubarak to them, and our other listeners will be looking forward to seeing them. It looks like, Brother Bilal, that'll be on the 26th of April.
Okay, inshallah.
About 26, I think that's what it is. If Ramadan is, you know, if it's going to be 30 days, you know, either way, it'll be on the 26th of April.
Okay, look forward to coming back. But in the meantime, listen to our episode. We'll be playing every Monday. I think there's no going any further for this. We have too many problems.
All right.
We are blessed to our audience. And we ask that during this holy month, try to do everything you can, listeners, to stay away from anything negative, any kind of violence. Don't let nobody get you angry. Try not to do as many prayers as you can. This is a very, very holy night throughout the entire world. So you all see blessings of Almighty God. Okay. In that case, I'm saying good night.
All right, my brother. Good night. Now, come back. Mm-hmm.